Blog Talk Radio.
And Boogie Track. Yeah, K Boogie. I ain't even gonna do no intro on this one.
This is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio,
Love and Entertainment.
Yo, what up? What up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man 8, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio, You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio, entertainment, with your host, Rich Money, don't keep it locked.
Kevsky, and you're listening to GQ Palace. Let's go.
This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio. Follow me.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Death. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked, locked.
Hey, yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Sushi, and I'm chilling with my dog, Rich Money, man. And we're on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Party at. Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Rip wash some wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million sacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash. She said, all I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go. All right, be back.
What's going on, Jones and Divas? What's good? Welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace Radio Love Entertainment. I am your host, Rich Money, and with me I have my beautiful wife, Storm. Are you on the line, Storm?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
Okay, just making sure you're there.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you very well. What I want to do before we get started, I'm pretty sure y'all heard Sunday passed, a pioneer, Chuck Freeze, had passed away. You know, he was on GQ Palace. He actually was the first ones to take GQ Palace out to watch the Mayweather fight. Was it Floyd Mayweather? At ICC's event.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he took us out, you know. He was a real good dude. He was real with it, you know. If he had something to say, he definitely was going to say it, but he was loved by many. You know, we just want to give a moment of silence for Chuck Freeze before we get started. All right, y'all. You know, may Chuck Freeze rest in peace. He will be gone, but never will be forgotten. All right, Storm. So,
yes.
You know, last week we had a spectacular show. We had Adrian Dagger on. You know, he was on BET Awards. His show was just fire. You know, definitely, you know, it was an honor having him on. So, shout out to him. You know, if anybody want to look up him, his name is Adrian Dagger. He got these songs out, Cab on the Side, and he's a blues singer. Make a long story short, what he speaks is realistic. I guarantee you it's a song or something that you're going through, you've been through, or went through. Well, how was your week so far, Storm?
My week was good. Of course, stressful work week, but it was good. I'm happy it's Friday. Definitely looking forward to the weekend, a busy weekend, you know, a cheer weekend. So, of course, we'll be busy, but it was definitely long and productive. Long and productive. There's no school this week for spring break, so some of the kids went back to school today, but not ours, of course. So, so some of the schools did, but ours, you know, didn't have school today. But pretty good, pretty good. Like I said, just happy it's Friday. How was your week?
It was beautiful. I can't complain. You know, I had the boys this weekend, you know, doing our little thing. They downstairs on that PS4. Y'all know how these kids is with these video games sometimes, but you can't always keep them on them. But I guess when they come to visit, you let them enjoy themselves, you know?
Yeah, and it's spring break, you know. It's this spring break.
Yeah.
You know, come Monday, they'll be back in school, and, you know, school, the routine, studying and everything. So
yeah,
they do have a break sometimes.
Exactly. Now, tonight, whoo, we got a spectacular show for y'all. We have the hip-hop gospel group Grown Man in the Building. And they going to, oh, my gosh, we got some music for y'all from them. Their music is definitely taking hitting the nation real hard and taking this gospel thing to a whole nother level, you know. I don't even think we're going to go to a song, Storm. We're just going to bring them on. Is that all right?
All right, that's good.
Okay, all right, Dawes and Divas, here we go. Let's get this started. Love and Entertainment. And our special guest tonight is Grown Man. Grown Man.
What up, man? Grown Man coaches in the building, for real, man. Yes, sir. Grown Man Club is in the building. What's happening?
Grown Man Club. What's good? Now, let the people know who it's you. There's two of y'all, right?
Yeah. Grown Man Club is me, Mr. Pickney, and then my partner in crime. He should be on, the Lamar Green.
All right. Well, you know, the line is actually flooded. So, Lamar Green, if you're on the line, press the one button. So we can put you on the air. So, you know, the lines is flooded. So if you're on the line, press the one button so we can put, there he goes, right there. Okay. Lamar, you know. All right, there you go.
I know, I'm sitting here trying to say something. I'm like, man, they don't hear me.
Excellent.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, yes.
Hey,
it's definitely an honor having
you
on.
Man, thank you for having us, man. We really appreciate it, GQ Palace, man. Thank you guys for having us, man. It's definitely a blessing, man.
Anytime.
Yes, we definitely appreciate y'all, because y'all music is totally different. I got the gospel thing going on. Now, what actually made y'all get into gospel rap?
Wow. The love run deep, G. Well, first of all, like, me and Lamar Green, like, we was like partners in the world as well before we even got involved in the gospel rap. So we was doing music in a secular atmosphere as well. And then, you know, we both had a heavy calling on our life as far as ministry. So it was just kind of ideal and ironic that the Lord spoke to me about doing a gospel album, and the Lord had spoke to Lamar at the same time. And when I got with him, I was like, man, we got to get started on this gospel album. God is dealing with me. And he was like, man, God is dealing with me the same way. Mm-hmm. So it was just fitting how it kind of happened at the same time. So when you ask, like, what made you guys kind of, like, get it in it, it's sort of like we were already kind of, like, in it. But
right. We
was just kind of lost at the time. We was doing the music, but we were just kind of lost out there. But it was still kind of positive. We was throwing God's word out there every now and then, but we really just wasn't living a life. Like, to talk it is one thing and to live it is another thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so through our transformation and our building up of our faith and things like that, here we are 5 years later with our first, as far as like, gospel album, and it just happened to be a group venture, and now Grown Man Club is here. And wow, the way people are responding right now, We are expecting something really special, and you know, to God be the glory, because it's just all Him. You know, we're just vessels being used by Him, and I'm just grateful, man.
Excellent. Now, did you grow up in church, or what was your, you know, your upbringing like that got you into music?
As far as Mr. Pickney, I grew up pretty much in church all my life.
Mm-hmm.
You know how it go when you like newborn to 18, maybe, where you're kind of like forced to go because
you know
my mama was like, you can't stand here if you ain't going.
That's right.
Type of thing. And then when I got on my own, you know, it was kind of like that's where the struggle got real, where I was kind of in and out a lot. But I always knew. I always had my relationship with God. I always knew right from wrong, despite what I was doing. I never made excuses for even when I was out there wilding out, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just got to a point where, and this kind of goes into where the grown man club thing come from, to where, you know, Paul has a very, very good quote in 1 Corinthians where he was talking about, as a child, I spoke as a child, and when I became a man, I became a man, in a sense. And that's sort of like how it happened for us. And that's where we get the grown man. It kind of personify our music as
mm-hmm.
far as the maturity in Christ, because it ain't no ABC kiddie rapping. If you don't really kind of got that relationship or don't know the word like that, then a lot
mm-hmm.
of this may just fly
mm-hmm.
over your head, because we get kind of deep on some of the joint ventures. And you know, you guys have like a few songs, but we ended up with 17 bangers on the album, man. So it's still a lot of stuff you guys haven't even heard, man. So,
excellent.
I said, we're just really proud of it, and it's some thoughtful stuff on there.
Now with your, you had mentioned that you were doing music before. So the music that you were doing before, do you guys still continue to do that as well, or did you pretty much say, no, I'm not going to do that anymore? I'm going to focus on the gospel rap.
I know Mr. Pickney, pretty much everything died with the old me. The music,
gotcha.
I don't even go by the name no more. It was a different stage name. So I'm definitely walking in the newness, and I'm gonna let Lamar speak for himself.
Yeah, so yeah, it's the same for me. It's just strictly I'm a pastor, and Mr. Pickney's a pastor too. And so, so this is more than just music for us. It's a lifestyle. So when you hear the music, it's just another aspect of our lives, you know. So,
yes.
So it's all, our music is just an aspect of who we are. And so the gospel portion of it is just pretty much revealing pretty much who we are. So,
yeah
there's really no secular music right now. Yeah.
See, that's good to know, because sometimes people try and do both. They
try and balance
the past life with the present life. And when you make that transformation, sometimes, you know, the new walk that you're trying to do doesn't go with the old walk, you know, and the different things that we used to say and used to do. We can't do those no more when we say that we're transformed, you know. That's why we're
No. That's a good question. I'm glad you kind of asked that, and I'm glad, you know, Lamar identified that as, you know, us being men of God as well. So it's a lifestyle. So it's not like we, you know, rapping about God, you know, to be cool. It's like it's
mm-hmm.
really a lifestyle. And so it kind of carries over and it transforms itself over, because you're right. A lot of people kind of play both sides or kind of play the middle. But that ain't grown man.
That's right. All right.
How did y'all come up with the name Grown Man?
That's kind of like how it happened. As we got about halfway through the album, just listening to the type of sound that we were putting together, the type of lyrics and the music. And, you know, me and Lamar was just in the studio, and we were just kind of laughing, and we were just kind of like, man, this is some grown man music, man. Like this is for, you know, us that's up there a little bit in age, where we're still like, we still love hip hop. You know, they think hip hop, I don't know where they get this from, that hip hop is like a 21 and under thing or a 13-year-old thing.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up listening to hip hop, you know, back in the days on 1580 KD out of Los Angeles, you know what I'm saying? Like when I was a teen, and so I'm a cut from a different cloth. I go way back, you know what I mean? So it's like, you know, it's refreshing to still be at our age that we at and still had love for hip hop. So when we came up with the grown man kind of concept of things, Lamar can speak for the in the same aspect. You know, being 70s baby, growing up when hip hop was raw and uncut, when everybody was sounding like their own stuff, no two sounding alike, and It was just a different monster. Now everybody's just doing the cliche stuff. Even to be truthfully speaking, and I have to say this to our Christian community too, as far as MCs, because even that music is beginning to change and it's kind of sounding a little bit like the world now. You're not hearing the ministry no more in the music. You know, even some of the titles that the Christian artists are deciding to talk about are kind of glorifying what they have in the world in a sense. And for grown men, we just want to keep it on Christ and keep it Christ-centered and keep it grown, man, so folks our age can be like, you know what, I hear what y'all doing. Y'all got that little music going on. Okay, cool. But we got some grown man stuff going on over here, some stuff that we can relate to. And because, you know, we ain't throwing the towel in it on it yet either. You know, we still here. You know what I mean? We're not that old, right?
You
know
what I'm saying? But you know what? I want to add to that. I want to add to that. You know, I was talking to Mr. Pickney, and I was telling him that hip hop has never been in this state. You know, it's never been here. You know, the other genres, the country music, the R&B, the rock. They've been around for many decades, but hip hop has only been around for so many years, you know. And so we're seeing people like Jay-Z and Snoop Dogg and all these guys. A lot of these dudes that was popping in the 90s, popping in the 80s, are still making music, and they're making good music, you know. Enough for where people can listen to it. I should say it that way, but so hip hop has never really been in this place. So we don't know what it's going to be. We don't know if we're going to see people rapping at 70, 80 years old. I mean, we look at that and we kind of laugh at that, but you don't know what it's going to do, you know, because it's still in that infancy stage and it's never really been in its place. So
that's right.
Yeah, we just excited to give God the glory, and He gave us the gift, and you know, we're just doing what He did, what He gave us. So we're just enjoying ourselves in it.
Excellent. Okay, all right. Go ahead, Richard.
Now, I want to get into one of your tracks.
Let's do it, Rich.
Grown man. Let's start off with that one. I like that one. I like all of them. Grown man, you know, let's get into that one. Tell us a little bit about
you
want
to do that to him, Rich? You going to do that to him, man?
yeah, got to do it to him. Tell us a little bit about that track before we throw it on there.
So, Grown Man, basically, the name speaks for itself. That was one of them, if you even listen to the bravado of the track, it's high energy, and we was just spitting some high octane about, you know, our grown manness within the walk, the faith, the ministry, and then we just kind of leaked it into the hip hop artists as well. So it's very high octane energy, lethal lyrics, punchlines, and my man Lamar came through and blessed the hook, and we just ran with it. And when we was like, you know, that's Grown Man. It's the first track on the album after a 2 minute like intro track. It's the first track that just jumps you into the album. If you listen to it in the world about to hear it right now, it's one of those get up and start songs. Like, it's the first song, it ignites the album, and then we know we take you on our little journey of this thing we calling Grown Man. And you know, hopefully when it's all said and done, we'll turn it into like a bigger thing than music, like a brotherhood. You know, anybody that's down with us, you know, GQ Palace, y'all showing us love. Guess what? Y'all grown man now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we look at it like a brotherhood. You know, it ain't just me and Lamar as grown man. We talking about, you know, anybody that's supporting us and down with us and like what we're doing and like the music.
Exactly.
Y'all part of Grown Man Club as well. We're trying to turn this thing into a crusade, a bunch of just believers. And you know, standing up for the gospel and not falling short and running away from how old we are and none of that. We grown men. You know what I mean? And that's what it is. And this is the track, Grown Man. Grown Man Club is definitely in the building. And let's get it, man. Let's let the folks hear it.
Yeah. for sure. All right, Donda Demons, you heard it. It's a fire by a grown man here on GQ Palace Radio. Love and entertainment. But yeah.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
No good, religified and dignified and learned, no sickness, ignorant minded. Straight out the fine, she find them like them church steeples, bullshit, the public speakers who's right behind them. Them troublemakers, preaching that Jesus is tracking the double takes, them wills ain't falling off, the luck gon' break us. Who gave them the right? Ain't got the credentials. Speaking the way truth in the light of no potential. Then plug them ears off and rub them tears off. I take this ride and strive. Realize who riding for the loss. Great commission. Two fishes a man for the mission. What's taking is getting out of the way. Sustain the collision. Giving no conditions. Speaking of homeless and ill stricken in poor condition. Moving to the side with that division. And them teammates is down there in the correct position. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit goes right in the whip. And they got the keys to the ignition. Grown man. Redeemed by the King. Showed us the best life we would have ever have seen. Grown man. Grace and his mercy gave us his son so personally. I'm spreading the good news about the Nazarene. Grown man. Redeemed by the King. Showed us the best life we would have ever have seen. Grown man. Grace and his mercy gave us his son so personally. I'm spreading the good news about the Nazarene.
From the curse of the law. No longer separated from the one who willingly went to the cross. See, he took my place instead. The sinless Savior becoming a curse for me. Then better yet, he bled. See, I was born in a sin, free from the pain. One against the odds while still claiming your name. Haters gon' hate, liars gon' lie. Tell me what you see when you look into his eyes. Some see hope, others see truth. I'ma sit back and let it do what it do. You promised to never leave me, never forsake me. I didn't see it coming, y'all the church is trying to break me. But I'm a servant of the Most High, soldier at war. A man of many hats, a Christian to the core. A bearer of the light, believer in the good news. Defender of the gospel, set free by my Father's truth.
Yep. Grown man, redeemed by the King, showed us the best life we would have never have seen. Grown man. Grace and his mercy gave us a son so personally. I'm spreading the good news about the Nazarene. Grown man, redeemed by the King, showed us the best life we would have never have seen. Grown man. Grace and his mercy gave us a son so personally. I'm spreading the good news about the Nazarene.
Yeah. Beautiful recital.
Yeah. Still and soon to becoming the beautiful revival. Church is often embracing out of that idol. Fully functional, moving on that unction roll. Love, feasting, dinner, right after the brunch go. Feet to the face, bitch warming up a few, seeking weight. Not ashamed of the gospel, and that's more easy for your place. A certain level of spiritual maturity, level of security. Father sets the mark at a certain level of purity.
No, wrong man. Forgive me for my rash delivery. I remember vividly what the darkness did to me. Every brother ain't a brother, like every Christian ain't a Christian. I watch them turn the truth into a lie. I'm back fishing, hitting the block with the good news. Haters don't have a clue. Turning them boys into men and selling them out in twos. What you know about that Nazarene? They don't wash me clean. They knew me before I even entered the scene. Hello.
Yeah, grown man.
Yeah, that's that grown man thing right there.
Yeah, that's that grown man.
Definitely is. Definitely like, is. All right.
Like, now, who did the production for that?
On Grown Man, that's our guy. It's actually a group of guys. They call themselves the Money Makers. They out of a producing camp that we dealt. They did about 80% of the album called Jiju. So it's a few different guys. Don P, Money Makers.
Tone Jones.
They did that one. Tone Jones is another guy who did about 3 or 4 off the album. So collectively, we had about 5 or 6 different producers on a total project. But that was Money Makers. Shout out to Money Makers and Jiju,
shout
man, giving us that fire, man.
Now,
that grown man, baby. By the way, Rich, my fault. By the way, grown man,
go ahead.
Is available. Not yet?
Yeah, go ahead. You can do it.
Oh, okay. My fault.
And we definitely
grown
gonna
man,
do it
the
again
single.
Later on tonight, so sure.
Okay. Uh-huh. Grown Man the Single is available now. The first single out the box, and it is available, man. So you guys can get on grownmanclub.com. You can get on our Facebook, our Instagram, all our different social network get downs, and you guys can get to the link off CD Baby and get that single, man. Get it while y'all can. Grown man, yes sir.
Now do you find that you write your own? Both of you write your own music, right? Your own verses and everything yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Now,
yes.
How long does it take to write an actual song like that?
Ooh, you gonna ask that for real?
Yes, I'm just curious.
You know what? I'm gonna answer it real quick, and then I'm gonna let Lamar toot his own horn.
Okay.
You know what? It just depends, because sometimes I've written songs in 5 minutes. No lie, hooking on.
Wow. Okay.
And then sometimes it took 5 days. So it just really kind of depends. But on the average, if I'm kind of feeling the track and I'm in that mode, I'm a writer. You know what I mean? I write not just the rap. I write hooks. I write R&B, gospel for my sister in Christ. We're working on her project. So I write. So I'm writing like all the time. So I probably on the most I need about 2 days at the most.
Gotcha. Okay. Because my, you know, the next question was, do you write for other people? But you just answered that question also, so it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. For me, it's the
same thing. It's whatever I'm feeling in my spirit. You know, mm-hmm. It's usually pretty quick, because we're not even. If it starts with the music, starts with the track. If the track is doing what it should, then you're gonna have that energy to do that thing on it. So mm-hmm. to bless it, you know, bless it.
And
you know,
and yes. Just so they know, and we gotta let them know, Lamar. Just so they know, we ended up banging out about 20 plus tracks. We had to fight to put the 16, 17 on the album, and we did all this. Mind you guys, we have been off away from the mic and in the pulpit for the last 5 years. Came back after a 5-year hiatus, gave y'all heat like grown man, and we did that in a little over a month, the whole album.
Wow.
Yeah, God is good. God is good.
Now you got
all the time.
You have other gospel groups out there. What makes grown man different from any other gospel group that's out there?
Oh, wow. You know what? I had a feeling something like this kind of question was gonna come. No. Just real talk. Oh, y'all gonna know. Y'all gonna learn real quickly. Mr. Pickney is like 100% real. I'm transparent. All that good stuff. I had a feeling something like this was gonna be asked, and I told God I want to make sure I answer it with wisdom, because we don't want to. We ain't coming in the game. We ain't looking for no rivals or nothing. But I think really what separate Grown Man Club apart is that. Both me and Lamar, by having a personal relationship with Christ, and I'm not saying other artists don't. I'm just speaking
mm-hmm.
for Grown Man Club.
Of course.
We're willing to say things that I'm not hearing a lot of Christian artists say. We're willing to say it. We're willing to go places they're not really willing mm-hmm. to go. And I
mm-hmm.
think at the end, that's kind of like what separates us, and that personifies that grown man. Because we know, you guys know, when it comes to the gospel, it's really about maturity level. It's really about... You know, there's a difference between a babe and there's a difference between a mature Christian in more ways than just one. When we're talking about maturity and babes, we're not just talking about faith. We know faith is a big thing, but we're talking about in all aspects of our walk.
Yeah.
So so I just think that's what kind of just separates us. We've both been in ministry a very, very, very long time. Like, I'm a student of the game. Like, I study a lot of these other Christian artists, and a lot of them are just really new to the faith. And they're on fire, and I love what they're doing because they're on fire, but they're kind of still new to the faith in a sense. So really their cap is only so far right now until God matures them to another level. And I think that's really what's going to separate us, and that's why I think you're hearing it really. The main part you're seeing the difference is directly in the music. You know, it's directly through the music is where you're hearing the difference, and it's just like, okay, wow, like, who are these guys and what they over here talking about? Like, ain't nobody really saying this kind of stuff. And it's not that I don't think people are capable of doing it. I just think it's the maturity level.
Right. Excellent.
Okay.
Great
okay.
answer.
Now.
Yeah, I don't want to toot no horns, and I don't want to make nobody mad at us because grown man club.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We love our brothers and sisters out there rapping and giving their lives, because a lot of them are, you know, they don't have to do. The thing about Christian hip hop is that you don't have to do it. You know, you can do secular music because you know we represent very well as far as skill sets. So we don't have to be doing. Gospel. We decided to say, you know what, let's give all our gifts to the Lord. And so
we gotta
also commend our brothers out there that's doing Christian hip hop. You know, but I do agree with Mr. Pickney when he says, you know, we try to keep it authentic as we can possibly keep it, because God knows who we really are. You know what I mean? When the music cut off he knows who we really are.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't ever wanna be sitting up there rapping something and then I turn around and oh yeah, you know, you hear about Lamar Green? No, it's exactly what you hear is exactly what you get.
Exactly.
But I just want to shoot my love to all my Christian, my CHA, my Christian hip hop artists out there. You know, I would say continue to grow in your word, continue to learn the word as much as you can, and put that out there. You know,
mm-hmm.
Don't be afraid to speak with don't be afraid to speak what the Lord has given you.
That's right.
That's it. That's it.
Okay.
You know, I'm glad you asked that, because my question for you is, what would you tell an up-and-coming artist that want to get to where you are in the gospel hip-hop scene? What would you tell them?
I would just tell them, Mr. Pickney would just tell you, first of all, you keep God first. You have to keep God first, because we understand how the enemy works, and we understand his craftiness, and at some point, when the lights get to shining on you too much, that the enemy is coming, that other world is coming, and you don't want to compromise. So you know you definitely got to keep God first. And like I tell Lamar all the time, I'm the biggest believer in Grown Man Club. Before I can get GQ Palace to believe in it, I got to believe in it. And I believe in everything that we're doing because it's Christ centered, and we keep it Christ-centered. Our whole thing is built on Christ. And so, you know, too many times, just not even just in Christian hip-hop, but just in the Christian genre of music itself, like I said, with a lot of artists, especially those with the OGs in the game, you don't really hear ministry so much in the music no more. It's almost like I'm just going to give you some stuff and tickle your ear, but I'm really not going to say what the Spirit of the Lord is saying because I don't want to offend anybody. See, you know, you have to get to the point where we have to graduate from people's opinions, because people are going to say things. I learned in this walk of faith that people are going to say negative things. You could be walking a fine line, Rich, fine line, doing everything you're supposed to be doing, and people are going to still poke holes in you just because that's what people do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to – my pastor always tell me, and shout out to my pastor overseer, Brett A. Anderson, he always told me, give them something to talk about because they're going to talk anyway. So I'm going to give you something to talk about. Oh, yeah, he's spitting that high octane. Oh, wow, why he always talking about God? Oh, wow, like I game bang for the Lord. Yeah, that's me. You know what I mean? And I don't mind that. You know, I don't mind that. So if you're going to get into this genre thing and you're going to be a Christian and do it for God, then we're looking for some soldiers. We're not looking for no, when the war pop, we can't find you. We're looking
That's
for
right.
soldiers, because Christ is looking for soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking for some soldiers. So if you ain't got your camouflage, your boots and your M16 and you ready for war, then you may want to really consider this, because I don't know why they got this perception that Christian rap is weak and soft and they soft on that side. No, we not. We ain't all been saved, and we ain't been saved all our lives.
That's
we
right.
just love the Lord. So don't get that twisted. We just love the Lord. But if you're gonna come on this side,
exactly.
then you best be strapped with your M16 and your camouflage, because it's spiritual war. We going to war. This is war that's going on out here spiritually. So,
and
just,
I'm glad
just,
you
under,
said
just
that
understand
too.
That. Just understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
I'm glad you mentioned that because my next. But that's the one you gonna say something.
I said amen to that.
That's right. That's
right.
Can I guess somebody in agreement with me.
So my next track I want to play for y'all is called Follow the Leader.
Rich, you hitting them, Rich. You hitting them today.
Yeah, baby, yeah.
Well, that's personally Mr. Strictly one of his favorites. This is one of my favorites, man. So I love this joint, man. I love everything about it, man. So.
Right, so we're going to get into that one. All right,
well,
Dogs and Divas,
man.
Once again, Grown Man Club, GQ Palace Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's
yes.
Baby.
Yes.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
So you can praise him voluntarily or you can praise him mandatorily, but God is gonna get the glory one way or another. But if you're not looking at what happens through those eyes, then you only deal with what you see.
I heard pressure breaks pipes, so I fight the good fight. Endure like a good soldier, so don't believe the hype. Standing in the gap, see it's bigger than rap. Now watch the father and the son go back to back like Kobe and Shaq. Yep. Grown man, baby, y'all still sipping no milk. The name change came, the old one rested in filth. Bloodlines, royal, my young ones rest in silk. While your poverty spirit keeps you resting in guilt. Conversation with my nephew, all brand new. Got me feeling like gunk, go ahead and do what it do. Me and Lamar Green vision the good life. America's next wanted cause we do it through Christ. Yeah. Persecution came, but the love followed. See the kingdom first, everything gotta follow. See, we solid now, no more hollow. If this the truth, the white is all how to swallow. Persecution came, but the love follows. When the kingdom's first, everything gotta follow. See, we solid now.
Solid now.
No more hollow. If it's the truth, then why it's so hard to swallow?
Uh-huh.
Persecution came, but the love follows.
Uh-huh.
When the kingdom's first, everything gotta follow. See, we solid now.
Solid now.
No more hollow. If it's the truth, then why it's so hard to swallow?
Uh-huh.
Follow
yeah,
the leader.
I'm off the docks, more from the rock, and put it in with orders to watch. Out for them orphans without a pop, send them widows. Not trying to share their pillow. Get behind a pulpit and break the granny for their bank like Gretto. Hello, sounds ringing everything but the cello. His word is credible, far past legible, all the time edible. Read it like he mammoth without the salmon. Fellowshipping with my man and they're praying over the famine. That's crying out for the most outstanding. And it's looking like the one seated at the right side is about to start standing. Handing you some understanding, it's not my own branding. Only working small part of the tall order for his landing. Granted, he could turn a piece of a cola into a diamond, but it ain't enchanting. His spirit is a planet, can I be candid? Better learn some lesson, right handed planet. He's not in the business, snatch his soul like a bandit.
Y'all still sipping no milk.
Yes, yes.
Now, who done that production?
That's my boy Don P.
The same
P.
person done that production too?
Nah,
wow.
That's different. They out of the same camp, though. That's Don P on that one. On Grown Man, the first one was my boy Moneymaker and them, but that's Don P. And they
wow.
out of the same camp. Yeah, man, fire.
Y'all
and then we got my man,
got
my man John Savage over there in Berlin and Europe. My man John Savage. I think y'all got Kingdom Fall later. That's his track, John Savage.
Yeah,
so.
That's we definitely gonna hit that up next.
So we got some fire,
hit
man.
That one
definitely.
Up next. Now, where do y'all see Grown Man Club in like 3 years from now?
Go ahead, Lamar. Take that one, Lamar.
You know what? It's wherever God wanted to be. You know, He hasn't showed me the vision, but as long as you know we keep doing it and doing it the way He wanted it done, then it's gonna be a blessing. We just hope to, in 3 years, you know, people get blessed by it. You know what I mean? They grow up, they grow from it. They start questioning, you know, their purpose in life and start, you know, asking those tough questions. You know, so if it leads them to Christ, if it leads them to God, then it's a beautiful thing. So I don't know where we're gonna be in 3 years, but I know we're gonna be with the Lord. You know what I mean? So, wherever that is, it's gonna be a good place.
Yeah.
Now my question for you, for both of you, is do you guys travel and perform?
Well, I mean, we definitely willing to do that. I mean, at this point, we do have a show coming up in, I think, less than a week or a little bit over a week out here locally in California. But if anybody out there listening, you're a promoter and you want some fire and you want some guys hungry for the Lord that can do it and bring it, not just on stage but off, then Grown Man Club is your peeps. You can holler at us. Holler at us off grownmanclub.com, and you want us, we coming. So to answer that question, yes, we go to Africa. We need to.
That's right. Now, are you guys on YouTube? Are you guys on YouTube at all for like videos that you've done for your songs? Have you done videos yet?
Go ahead, Lamar. Go ahead, Lamar.
Well, I was gonna say we're in the process of shooting the first single, Grown Man Club. That's gonna be shot. That's gonna be shot next month. So that's gonna be our first. That's gonna be our first video together as Grown Man Club.
Correct.
So, yeah.
Oh,
right now, there's
excellent,
nothing.
Excellent.
Nothing. Yeah. But look for
but
that.
But we are on
month.
YouTube, though. We are on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look for that in about a month, and that's gonna be pretty good. Grown Man Club.
Now, yes, sir.
Now, if y'all could perform with anybody that's out there right now, who would it be and why?
Ooh. Let me start this one off, Lamar, because I know you over there salivating on this one. Let Mr. Pickney start this one off. We'll definitely my guy Bizzle. And why? For me, I think he's the crown jewel of the Christian hip hop right now, as far as musically and from what I see as far as his fruit that follow. And that's my guy, and he's a West Coast guy too. So that's just, you know, just I'm being biased, love. But, you know, we got love for Eshawn Burgundy. He'll be another artist, Philly representing, that we would love to connect with. R. Swift out of Philly, my boy The Truth. I mean, there's a lot of them. There's really a lot of them, to be honest, man. We like I said, when I say we're true hip hop heads and true hip hop fans, man, we love it like we love sports, man. We love it like a healthy person love food. You know, we really love it, man. We're fans of the game. But if I had to throw a few names at you right now, right off the top, I'd have to say Bizzle, Eshawn Burgundy, R. Swift, and then to throw you for a loop, Rich, because you my man, Rich. I got to throw you for a loop. I'm going to throw you for a loop with this one. My man, Sean C. Johnson. Sean C. Johnson.
Yeah.
Remember,
okay.
Sean C. Johnson. I'm throwing y'all for a loop on that one. Yeah, man. So that's what's up. That's what it is.
Wow. You know, Lamar, I know you, I'm gonna let you go, but you know I had to say, guys, I'm gonna let you go first, Lamar. Guys, who would you stay and who rock?
Right now, I'm really feeling the whole. The whole no compromise movement out of Houston. So I would think Houston's really doing it for Christian hip hop right now. Mm-hmm. Houston is really, the artists that's coming out of there, they're just ridiculous. So I would definitely say the whole no compromise unit, the whole movement coming out of that. And then I agree with Mr. Pickney. And Bizzle, definitely Bizzle. I would like to do something with him as far as like doing the show together. That'd be cool.
Yeah, because you know what? It's actually good to hear different artists. Because you know, when you ask, oh, Jay-Z, you get tired, like, all right, you know, Jay-Z, he's one of the greatest of all time.
The typical Beyonce.
But, you know, You know, it's like, come on now. Come on, there's other artists out there. Are you
exactly.
one of those guys because he's big like that? You understand? Or you just want to go with him, you know, because you really do want to go. You just want to go with him because he's
And that's what we really don't know.
So you could collaborate, you know. Exactly, you know. I've been in the music industry over 20 years. So it's like, you know, go with artists that, you know, that's really out there and, you know, that's collaborating. Dude, Jay-Z, yeah, he got funny ways, believe it or not. It's only certain places that he, you know, it's, you know, he don't perform at the BET Awards, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. You think about it.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
Right.
Real talk.
But they
real
will
talk.
Go to the MTV Awards. You understand?
Of course.
Right.
They'll
of course.
Go there
right.
first before they go to the BET
of course.
Awards.
Of course.
You know?
Right.
But it's good to hear, you know, other artists. Now, let's get into this Kingdom 4 real fast.
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to try to tell us a little bit about Kingdom 4, and then I want you to introduce it.
Well, I'm going to tell a little bit about it, and we're going to let Lamar Green introduce it. Basically, how we came up with Kingdom Fall is basically I had the track, and I was kind of just thinking of, like, the state of the country, the state of just where we at as a whole, as Americans. And I was kind of, God had me kind of studying where a lot of kingdoms in the Bible. I was in the Old Testament doing a lot of study there, and it was talking about how, like, a lot of the kingdoms were falling through their disobedience, you know, being disobedient to God. And I remember right before I even started writing, I remember telling myself, I was reading about a particular kingdom, and I was like, well, dang, what they're doing, that kind of sounds like America. Like, I could put us in that place because we're kind of there. And I'm like, but no one's talking about it like that. You know, we think we're in this safe place, but we're really not. Compared to this particular kingdom, how God felt about them, I wonder how God's feeling about our decision-making and what we're doing as far as a church and not doing as Christians and not doing, and just the state of the world. And so then that's how we end up coming up with, like, Kingdom Falls. You know what I mean? Like, angels are calling, kingdoms are falling. And so that's just kind of like where we got in the song. Talking about how, like, kingdoms are falling, man. And it's one of those, like, eye-openers or one of those, like, wake-up songs. Like, don't get caught up in the melodic beat being slow in our rhyme schemes. Listen to what we're saying. You know what I mean? Like, we're saying a lot in that. And we had to slow it down. We had to slow it down so you can think. Hopefully people will be riding, thinking to that song, because it's one of hear what we're saying and listen to what the hook is saying. Angels are calling, kingdoms are falling, because that's truly what's happening. Nations are collapsing and falling right before our eyes, and no one is even talking about it. No one's even saying anything. So, of course, grown man being grown man, we'll pick up the pen and the pad and talk about it, and that's what we came up with Kingdom Falls.
Excellent.
Okay,
yes.
Okay,
I can't wait.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is the world premiere, Grown Man Club, Kingdoms Fall. Well, it's probably going to be the second single on the album, but definitely take a listen to this. Grown Man Club, world premiere right here, Kingdom Fall, baby.
GQ Palace in the building.
It's butter, baby, 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 baby.
Yeah. My praise to Yahweh Elohim. Yeah. Gotta get it before it's all said and done right. The cost to get it is all of it for the upright. Lord, I got my sword and my heart with the course tight. Before I used to be ignored as the poor type, the ghetto kind of fellow, all I knew was black and white. So course the yellow was too wide for the eyesight. To fly high, we put the seeds from the weed type. Lost some you until them angels came into my life. And I ain't gotta see to believe to feed my knees high. No need to read between the lines as you leave the sight. Every night, to you for sure you get the invite. 4 in the morning and I ain't even saw yawning light. I set up a hedge of protection around my household. And never had to bust that thing for my household. You got me all cold in the palm of your hands. You got it all sold. Back to the 9 to 5 in a couple of hours. Love for you is deeper than ever could imagine. Give you all of my deepest of passion. Kingdoms come then they go but they passing. We see you passing. Love for you is deeper than ever could imagine. Give you all of my deepest of passion.
Yeah. It's coming to go, but they passing. We seeking past.
Kingdoms falls, angels call. All in all, nothing new under the sun. Lord, don't carry long. Give us the strength, Father God, help us stay strong. In a war so divided, can we get along? Different faces, but they still sing the same song. Different places, how they seem to keep getting it wrong. How to see you, Father God, when they turn their back, acting like this foolishness to see was just a random act. Now being a Christian is a hate crime, while same sex is all good and all fine. No more praying in schools, now imagine that. Once you pull the post off the nation, watch it fall flat. Now politicians quick to point the finger now at these actors, athletes, and singers now. Lord, I pray for grace and mercy on us all. Every nation that disobeyed you, kingdoms fall, kingdoms fall.
Love for you is deeper than ever could imagine. Give you all of my deepest of passions. Kingdoms come then they go, but they passing. We seeking passing. Love for you is deeper than ever could imagine. Give you all of my deepest of passions. Kingdoms come then they go, but they passing. We seeking passing. Love for you is deeper than ever could imagine. Give you all of my deepest of passions. Kingdoms come then they go, but they passing. We seeking passing. Love for you is deeper than ever could imagine. Give you all of my deepest of passions. Kingdoms come and they go, but they pass. We seeking past.
Yo, that's some that right there.
Yeah.
So-
I love
that real, real deep right there.
Yeah, I definitely love that one.
So, what's the next step for Grown Man Club?
Wow, man, we're going to get this Grown Man Club album out there. We're going to get these videos done and hit the road and connect with our fans with these shows. And we are going to have a Grown Man 2 album coming out. Lamar Green gonna have a solo album coming out. Mr. Pinckney gonna have a solo album coming out. And then we're gonna deal with some of the artists that we dealt with on this album and get them out there. And then we're gonna sit back and get with the Lord and see what he wanna do. And maybe venture off into some other things as far as radio, as far as acting and movies and, you know, just constantly being that light in the world of darkness, man. Shining that light and just trying to get these souls, man, and just trying to get these people to know that, hey, no matter what you've been through and no matter what your story is, you know, God still loves you and there's still hope for you and there's still a plan for your life. This is not the time to throw in the towel. And I think that at a time like now, people really need to hear that, and they really need to hear that and see the sincerity in it and not just saying it because it's the thing to do because you're getting this award, you know what I mean? Like people need to see the sincerity and see the real, because we're heading for some very trying times in this country if we don't get things together. And so I'm just trying to play my part. Lamar Green just trying to play his part. Grown Man Club, we're just trying to play our part. We're just a small piece in a very, very big puzzle. And we're just trying to do our part, man. And, you know, it's such a beautiful thing to have an outlet like GQ Palace Radio, like what you guys are doing, giving artists like us that on a normal basis,
GQ,
people wouldn't even get a chance to
GQ
even
Palace.
Hear our stories. And you guys giving us a platform to be able to do our thing. So we just want you guys to know, and we want to say this live on air, and I'm sure Lamar Green is in agreement with me on this one, that Grown Man Club, we love you guys, man. We really appreciate you guys giving us this opportunity. And like we like to tell everybody, now we family. So now y'all stuck with us. So this ain't just
right.
No one time thing,
here.
Man. We family now. So y'all Grown Man Club now too, man. So we you know we family now. So you know we really appreciate you guys,
no
man.
Question. We definitely gonna support y'all to the fullest. Ain't no question about it. You know, we have a magazine as well. We definitely going to support y'all to the fullest. We're going to be rotating the tracks on Mondays, you know, on the UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio with GQ Palace. So it's definitely going to be on there, you know. And,
Amen.
You know, just like you said,
Amen.
we love y'all back. You know, it ain't nothing
Amen.
But love. That's
right.
And it's funny, too. And it's funny, too, because when me and you connected, Rich, we connected, and it just happened so smooth and so fast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know what I mean? I was just like wow. Like, and I was telling Lamar, and I'm like, you know, this thing is getting really weird. Like, you know, just the way, you know, when God is doing things and when you allow him to do it, sometimes we try to anticipate how he going to do it. And when he don't do it quite like how we think he should do it, it throws us for a loop. So, you know, I just appreciate you being just 100 with me from the get-go, man. But I felt that connection with you, and I was like, yeah, man, we trying to be a part of what you doing too. So, you know, we support you guys' movement too. And trust me, we're going to be on our end letting people know what's happening with that GQ Palace Radio, man, that they need to get it locked and they need to get with the program. So y'all definitely got our support on that as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Now, I just have one more question. Just I wanted to just open the format just for you guys to give out all of your information. So anyone that's interested in contacting you or where they can find your music so they can download it and they can support you, if you could just give all of that information out for me. I'm just trying to write everything down.
No, we really tried our best. And this is my man Lamar. He's a technician behind all this. We really tried our best to centrally for everybody to just really go to one place instead of being spread all out. So the best place to start out when you want to reach Grown Man Club is www.grownmanclub.com. From there, you can link on to the music, and it'll take you to links to the music. From there, you can link to our Facebook, our Instagram, our Twitter. You can email us directly through grownmanclub.com. So that's really the best place to start out there. But just so everybody know, we do got an official Facebook page. We do got an official Twitter and Instagram, and everything is Grown Man Club. So Facebook/Grown Man Club, Twitter/Grown Man Club, Instagram/Grown Man Club. And y'all holler at us, and I promise you we'll holler back.
Excellent.
Yeah, and on
Thank
the website,
you.
I want to add, on the website, you guys can get the first single, Grown Man, is actually on there. You got links to iTunes, you got links to the different links to where you can get that single is actually on that website. So, or you can go to iTunes, look us up. You can go to CD Baby, look us up. Just Google Grown Man Club and it'll pop up.
That's it.
Now, because we want y'all to also, y'all said y'all got something coming up next week. Give them that information one more time where y'all performing at.
So Grown Man Club will be performing live. We don't lip sync. Live at the Breach in Downing, California. Yo, you got to put that out there because these artists be lip syncing now. I ain't going to say no names. The whole name, Mom, but y'all know who y'all are. Cheating the people with that lip syncing. We don't do that. So if I'm sick, you're going to hear it. Trust me. But Grown Man Club going to be live at the Breach in Downing, California on the 14th of April. King Cyrus. There's a few other artists as well. Our brothers and sisters as well. But 14th of April, I think it starts at 6:30. $5 at the door. You could also get those tickets off our website again. You can get the tickets off the website. There's a link that'll link you to it. And then just come out and fellowship with us and support the Christian hip-hop movement, support Grown Man Club. Come rock with us. Come scream, yell. Come kick the devil in the head. Do whatever you got to do because we coming. Grown Man Club is in the building. We coming to give them glory, and we coming to do our thing. So, you know, if y'all rocking with us, come rock with us.
Get them tickets now because them tickets are selling. So get them tickets now.
Yeah, and this venue only holds so many. So, and last we heard, it was already halfway sold. So, y'all better, you know, be there or be square, as I say. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So, it's going down with or without you.
So don't be mad about tomorrow, what you could have did today.
Yeah, exactly. Because you know how folks get. Well, you wait till the last minute procrastinating. Everybody not procrastinating,
mm-hmm.
So, you know, but Grown Man, one thing we know for certain, Rich, Grown Man Club is in the building on the 14th. That's what's up.
No doubt, for sure. Mr. Pickney, Mr. Lamar, I want to thank y'all. It's definitely been an honor. If y'all got any more tracks that y'all want to send them to us. We definitely going to rotate them on Monday. We definitely going to be pushing y'all out there. You know, in the magazine, we're going to call y'all, fill y'all in, and, you know, which photo y'all want to go in the magazine and everything.
Appreciate that love.
Here for y'all support. You know, when y'all ready to come back on, and just hit us up. Yo, Red.
Yes, sir.
And I
got a couple
on.
Of tracks for you, too. I got a couple
of
tracks I'm going to bless
you
with.
Do.
I ain't going to tell you nothing about it. I'm going to just bless you. You handle it.
No doubt. It was definitely an honor for y'all to come on, man. I definitely appreciate it. Mr. Pickney, you know, it was love when we first met. Lamar, love when we first met.
Yes, it was.
Yes, sir.
You know, like I
yes,
said,
sir, man, thanks for having us.
Y'all welcome back anytime. It's never a problem.
Anytime.
Man,
that's
what's
right.
up, man. Come on, New York. New York, stand up, man. GQ Palace,
that's
man.
Right.
New York is
no
definitely
doubt.
In the building. Cali's in the building. Come on, man. Y'all see that West East Connect? Yeah, they don't know about it.
Uh huh. Exactly. Grow Man Club, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Dogs and Divas. That's it for tonight's show. Want to thank all y'all for tuning in tonight. Once again, rest in peace to Chuck Freeze, you know, gone but never forgotten. Storm, is there anything you want to say?
Nothing. It was a wonderful show. I truly enjoyed myself, and I have some more new music to listen to, so I'm very excited about it. You know, me and the gospel music, I just love it. So I'm definitely looking forward to hearing more songs and definitely listening to it on my phone and the car, so I'm excited. But like I said, a wonderful show. You know, as they say, East Coast, West Coast, yes, connection. Definitely felt it.
Yes, they're doing big things, and they definitely got our support to the fullest Grown Man Club. They definitely
right.
going to take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
I should have asked them, you know, they coming to New York, because, you know, maybe I could try to see something, you know.
Well, you know, work your magic, see what you can do, you know.
Yeah, like I did with Abyss, we did with Abyss. She wound up doing the track with Cuban Links, too. I forgot to tell you. So
that's excellent. See? Connection, though, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it definitely is. But we definitely got a Grown Man Club in the building. We definitely going to shout them out and show them the most love possible. And definitely,
mm-hmm.
you know, with the connections and everything, fill them in.
That's right.
Take it from there.
That's it.
So
mm-hmm.
that's just for tonight. Y'all have a safe and blessed weekend. This is Rich Money. My lovely wife, Storm. We going to go out with GJS. Roll it.
All right.
They from Louisiana. It's some
mm-hmm.
new dance.
Mm-hmm.
And we going to go out with that. But definitely
right.
tune in. Because you see people still on the lines and everything. Lines flooded. Definitely tune in on Mondays to hear some more fire from Grown Man Club. On GQ Palace Radio, love entertainment. It's butter, baby.
It's butter, baby, 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 baby.
Little mama, little roll it. Not two step, turn. Not two step, turn.
It's butter, baby, 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 baby.